time to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alyssa from Milford, New Hampshire.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
How long do you have to drive in the car this morning?
Only like 30 minutes.
That's not too bad. Is that what
it's like every day? Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening. Your 30 minutes is very important to us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We were spying on you through the radio. You didn't know that part, did you?
Someone's spying on us somewhere.
Yeah, you got a lot of empty water bottles in your car. So clean those up.
What's up with that empty Dunks cup just laying there? All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Snoop Dogg reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent. When you add in bonuses, he will pocket $15 million by the end of the games. Which network is airing the Olympics?
NBC.
Snoop Dogg will make more than every single Olympian at the Olympics.
Combined.
Yep.
Question number two. Eugene and Dan Levy. Levy, that's right. Sorry. I always get it wrong.
It's okay. The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I know. I'm only half Jewish. Sometimes I get it. Sometimes I don't. They're in talks to host the Emmys. They are the father-son team who created the show Schitt's Creek. What is the name of the family Schitt's Creek follows?
Oh, God. I don't know.
All right. Question number three. Billy Joe Armstrong cracked up during Good Riddance Time of Your Life when his bandmates came on stage dressed as Deadpool and Wolverine. Finish the opening lyric of that song. Take a listen. That is not it.
Oh, did it not load in? Is that CBK1?
Yes.
All right, let me try this then. Do you want me to just sing it?
Sure, go ahead, Dan.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but...
I'm asking you why?
Question number four. Actor Tobin Bell turns 82 today. He played John Kramer, the main antagonist in the Saw movies. In Saw, the villain is known simply as what?
Jigsaw.
I'll let you sing it better, Dan, actually. I think that should be a new feature for Can't Beat Kennedy. Every once in a while, you just sing the lyrics.
Sure wish I knew the cadence.
Taylor Swift leads the nominations for the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards with 10. She's followed by Post Malone with 9. The show airs live on September 10th. What is the famous trophy winners of the VMAs receive?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Well, that went well.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
We had a little hiccup in there. So apologies if it seemed like that took a while.
No.
Alyssa, I believe, got 2 out of 5.
All righty.
We got there. We did. We got there, Kennedy.
That's all that matters.
How well we got there is up for debate, but we did it.
You'll find out in a minute, Kennedy.
Let's go.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent, and when you add in bonuses, he could make $15 million by the end of the games. Which network is airing the Olympics?
NBC.
Good for him. They say the ratings are through the roof, for like up 75% from the last Olympics.
Well, when it's not 13 hours away, it helps a lot.
Yeah, it does. Well, and it's
It's been good.
It's been really good.
It's captivating TV.
Yep. Tied to one, question number two. Eugene and Dan Levy are in talks to host the Emmys. They are the father-son team who created the show Schitt's Creek. What is the name of the family Schitt's Creek follows?
Rose family?
That's right. How can you forget Moira Rose? 2 to 1. Question number three. Billy Joe Armstrong cracked up during Good Riddance Time of Your Life when his bandmates came on stage dressed as Deadpool and Wolverine. finish the opening lyrics of the song, Kennedy. I was supposed to play clip number one, and when I did, this happened. Which obviously...
Kennedy King!
Right, well, that was not the right clip, so we had to...
We called an audible. Hot route!
Hot route.
I'm going to sing it for you.
Okay.
All right. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but...
It's almost as bad as when Carson does it, Dan.
Bad.
I don't know. I can't.
Really feel like I teed that up for you.
I know you think so.
A lesson learned in time. Lesson learned in time is what we were looking for, Kennedy.
Well, nice to play this.
2-1, question number 4. Actor Tobin Bell turning 82 today. He played John Kramer, the main antagonist in the Saw movies. In Saw, the villain is known simply as...
Jigsaw.
3-2, question number 5. Taylor Swift leads the nominations for the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards. What is the famous trophy winners of the VMAs receive?
The VMAs get a moon man.
That is correct.
A moon person.
Moon man, moon person. I'll accept either. Nice job. Correctamundo.
Yeah.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Alyssa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, you won yourself 4 tickets to go to Zoo New England. You can zoo what makes you happy, learn, explore, discover, and more. For tickets, visit zoonewengland.org. Enjoy those tickets, okay? You're very welcome. And clean up those water bottles and that coffee cup in your car, please. It's a mess.
I'll get on that today.
Okay. You do what you like. You might need it later. That's what I always say.
No, it's what we just described as Kennedy's car.
What's the back of your car look like these days?
It's the front that's the problem. Because I put everything in the chair next to me because nobody's ever in it.
And occasionally when I get a ride with her, she's like
wait, I need time.
Hold on, I need a half hour to clean up the front
I'm not prepared
seat.
For people being in here.
All right.
Alyssa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Alyssa from Milford, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
In time to play. Can't be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sam from Gloucester.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning.
Sam is driving to a conference for higher education, which is why she's listening to this show right now.
Sometimes you need a break from the important stuff. Carson, that's why I watch The Simpsons.
Yes.
Sam, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's walking gingerly to the other studio today.
Take your time, Kennedy.
Give her an extra second.
Yeah, we'll give her a minute.
5 trivia questions that are all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over there leaning up against the wall, barely hanging on.
Just taking a minute. Hands on the hips.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Question number 1. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's home was burglarized. No word on what, if anything, was taken. Name the movie starring Tom Hanks in which a young boy is turned into an adult.
Young boy is turned into an adult.
Yeah.
Big.
Brie Larson says she may return to Marvel for the new Avengers movie. Name the superhero that Larson plays.
She is Captain Marvel.
Mariah Carey will tour this fall to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her Merry Christmas album. Can you name her last husband, who she was married to from 2008 until 2016?
Nick Cannon.
Question number 4. Teddy Swims was nominated for Song of the Year at the MTV VMAs. Take a listen to the opening lyrics and then name his nominated song.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door.
Name the song.
Oh, I'm not going to get the name of the song. I can sing it with you, but I don't know the name of it.
Question number five. Pitbull bought the naming rights to Florida International University's football stadium. And yes, it will now be known as Pitbull Stadium. What is Pitbull's nickname?
Mr. Worldwide.
That's half.
Yep. What's the rest of it?
Oh, Mr. World, 305? Mr. 305?
All right. Worldwide? Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. I'll take that.
Kennedy!
You aren't going to be allowed on Calle Ocho in Miami if you can get that.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
We gave you a little extra time there. We'll wait for you to have a seat.
I'm good.
You need an extra cushion for the...
I'm okay. I'll be just fine. Don't you worry.
How them dogs?
Not bad. Not bad. Put them in ice was a good... I talked to Erin O'Malley afterwards, and I'm like, what do I do with my feet? She goes, ice bath, and she's bringing me a foot massager today.
It's a good egg, that Erin O'Malley.
She is, and she's run a lot of miles, so she knows what she's talking about.
What's her foot massager's name?
Oh, it's not a human, unfortunately. Oh. That would be weird.
Sam got 4 out of 5.
Well done, Sam.
These are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's home was burglarized. No word on if anything was taken. Can you name the movie starring Tom Hanks in which a young boy is turned into an adult?
Big.
Tied at 1. Brie Larson says she may return to Marvel for the new Avengers movie. Name the superhero that Larson plays.
Captain Marvel.
I would have also accepted Captain Marvel. Tied to 2, question number 3. Mariah Carey will tour this fall to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her Merry Christmas album. Can you name her last husband, who she was married to from 2008 to 2016?
Nick Cannon.
Tied to 3. Teddy Swims was nominated for Song of the Year at the MTV VMAs. Take a listen to the opening lyrics and then name his nominated song.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door.
Whoa, whoa.
So for those of you that don't know the inside workings of a radio station, that song right now is what we call in the biz in a power rotation. So we're playing that song.
Lose control?
About every 45 minutes. Nice job, Kennedy. Yep.
That's my boy.
Thought we had you there. 4 to 3.
I can sing it, but I don't know the name.
I know, right? Same girl, same.
4 to 3, question number 5. Pitbull bought the naming rights to Florida International University's football stadium.
The best thing I've ever heard in my life.
And yes, it will now be known as Pitbull Stadium.
I'm so here for that.
What is Pitbull's nickname?
Mr. Worldwide? Mr. 305?
That is it. Nice job. I need to play a Pitbull song, Dan.
Please do.
What song should I play from Pitbull?
Oh, God. I kind of want to hear Fireball.
Fireball?
Okay, yeah, really get the people going in the morning.
Fireball!
I don't have that one. I don't have Fireball.
It's not one of his... I shouldn't go deep cut for Pitbull.
Huh. Good help, Dan. Thanks.
Sorry.
All right, Kennedy. Well, congratulations. You get the win 5-4. Sam, you don't get the cash, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You've just won yourself 4 tickets to go see Missy Elliott August 10th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Busta Rhymes is going to be there. Sierra's going to be there. Timbaland is going to be there. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, Timbaland. Play Timber from Pitbull.
Play Timber?
Yeah, that popped into my head.
Okay, I'll play that one.
That's always a win.
Fun fact, I did break my foot singing, dancing to that song once.
Oh my gosh.
Fun fact.
I blew my knee out dancing to Pitbull at a wedding. To Fireball. That's did we just become best friends?
Amazing. Amazing.
Wow. I like that. And Sam, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Sam from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Tony, who is dropping his daughter off at camp this morning.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your daughter's name, Tony?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Louisa.
Louisa. Oh, how old are you, Louisa?
14.
All right.
It's like the sister in Encanto.
Do you know what question I'm about to ask you about your camp?
Is there archery?
That's it.
And?
Yes, there is.
Let's go. You have wonderful parents who care about you and love you and nurture you. That is awesome. And if you're sending your kid to a camp without archery today, you're the worst. Tony and Louisa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Just strong archery takes from you.
Hot
take. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
And congratulations on your nomination, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Kennedy gone out of the studio now. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. And you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that studio. Question number one. Michael Cera says he plans to direct two movies in the upcoming years. One of Cera's most famous roles is a 2007 buddy comedy starring him and Jonah Hill. Name the movie.
Super Bad.
Wayne Knight turned 69 today. He played Jerry's arch nemesis on Seinfeld. What was his name?
Newman.
Snoop Dogg is reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent for NBC. And when you add in the bonuses, he could pocket $15 million by the end of the games. Of course, Snoop is not Snoop Dogg's actual first name. What is his real first name?
Oh, no. I feel like I just heard it. I'm afraid I don't know this one.
Question number four. All right. Jack Harlow, nominated for Song of the Year at the VMAs. Take a listen and then name the song.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is I don't like no whips and things. You can't tie me down.
Name the song.
I need the 14-year-old on this one. What you got, Louisa? I guess we don't know this one either.
Question number five. Jungkook and Lotto were nominated for the MTV Music Awards Best Collaboration. Jungkook, a member of a South Korean K-pop group, BTS. What is the capital of South Korea?
That would be Seoul.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Spent a few nights in Seoul back in the day, Dan.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. As a young 18-year-old man.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, you remember any of it?
I was 21. That was the worst part. I turned 21 in Seoul.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not the same as being in the United States, but it was fun. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tony and Louisa I have 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, guys.
These are tough. You ready?
Thanks.
Michael Cera says he plans to direct two movies in the coming years. One of Cera's most famous roles is a 2007 buddy comedy starring him and Jonah Hill. Name the movie.
Super Bad. These eyes.
I was wondering where you were going. I was waiting for it.
So many of my favorite lines I can't say on the radio.
Tied to one. Question number two. Wayne Knight turning 69 today. He played Jerry's arch nemesis on Seinfeld. What was his name?
Newman.
2-2. Snoop Dogg is reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent. Now, Snoop is not his real name. What is his real first name?
Gary.
Calvin. Calvin Brodus?
Calvin Brodus for POTUS, baby.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Jack Harlow is nominated for Song of the Year at the VMAs. Take a listen and then name the song.
Baby. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is I don't like no whips and you can't tie me down.
Industry Baby?
Oh.
That's the only song.
No. You can put your Lovin' on Me.
Sure,
Lovin' on
Me. Of course,
me.
Of course. Who doesn't know that?
Tied at 2, question number 5, which Tony and Louisa got correct.
All right.
It's because they're wonderful people that do archery for a living.
Indeed.
Jungkook and Lotto were nominated for the MTV Video Music Awards for Best Collaboration. He is a member of the South Korean K-pop group BTS. What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Seoul. That's correct. 3-3 is the final score. Kennedy with the tie gets the win. Tony, I'm sorry you guys don't get the cash.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, because you're not walking away empty-handed. You just got yourself 4 concert tickets to see Missy Elliott, Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland. They're going to be at the TD Garden on August 10th. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but you guys are going absolutely free.
It'll be an excellent education for Louisa on late 90s, early 2000s hip-hop.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Of course,
You're going to learn about Missy Misdemeanor Elliott today.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Tony and Louisa, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.